It's time for Retro Talk with Retro Rose here on
WXPM
on 98.5
FM.
Welcome to another episode of Retro Talk. This is Retro Rose with my co-host,
the bro show himself, ready to rock and roll.
Are you ready to go back to school?
No,
I'm not. Can you remember your locker combination?
Actually, I think I remember the one from sixth grade, but I don't know where the locker is, if it's even there anymore.
Oh, so your lock was actually attached to your locker.
No, it was one that was, it was attached. It wasn't one that you pulled off or anything. It was like one of the dial ones that was on the locker itself.
Okay, well, No matter what he remembers his locker combination, let's see what else he can remember from the 70s and 80s going retro back to school.
Whoa. Are we having quizzes on this show now? Because I'm not ready for a quiz.
Oh, yeah. And you know what we're going to be doing? We're going to sell elevator passes, too.
Elevator passes?
Yeah. You've never heard of an elevator pass?
No, we had stairs where I went to school. We didn't have elevators.
Let me tell you, my first year in high school, I had a ton of, you know, higher grade students coming up to me trying to sell me an elevator pass.
What?
Yes.
I don't remember this.
Yes. They were, my teachers even warned me, you're going to have kids trying to sell you elevator passes. Don't fall for it.
I get, you know, certain students would need elevators, and I totally get that. But for, you know, everybody else, it was where I went to school. It was, I'm going to throw it out there. I went to the high school, Bird, C.E. Bird High School in Shreveport, Louisiana, the city of Bird. And it was on a city block in Shreveport, Louisiana, big open field. But the building itself was four stories, and it was all like one big building that you walked around. And if you need to go from one class to another and you had only 5 minutes between classes, you had to learn how to go up and down stairs really fast.
I mean, we had three floors. But there were people selling elevator passes.
Yeah, we never had elevator passes. No. I mean, going back to school was one of those times that was a little fun for me, actually, because I was the super nerd. I'm not going to lie. I was the big super nerd. I loved going to school back first through 12th grade and even college and whatnot. I was the kid who got excited to get the fresh new things to take to you with school. Like,
you were a nerd. I mean, you know what I was? I was the dreamer.
Okay.
I would go in there and I would have my pen and paper. And while I was supposed to be paying attention, I'd be drawing pictures.
I did that on my books. Now, for me, my covers for my books, and kids today, I don't know if they do this anymore because everything's on a computer, but we made, you know, we got book covers that you bought that you would wrap around your book, or you
get... Oh, now we're already jumping to the book covers here, guys. So
this is how I started my year. Yeah. You get the right book cover. We mentioned in one of our other episodes, like for me, you had the ALF book covers. I had a couple of those, or you would take a brown paper bag and cut it.
Yeah, that's how I did most of them. I had brown paper bags. Sometimes when I was in high school, I was actually home of the Spartans. It was Springfield High.
Okay.
Which makes sense because Springfield is where G.I. Joe, Cobra, you know. But I went to Springfield High. It was the home of the Spartans in Akron, Ohio. And they would give us these little covers for our books. I don't know if kids even have textbooks anymore.
Yeah, I don't know that they do.
I don't know if they have them anymore, but I remember I had a stack of them in high school.
Oh, man.
I used to carry them home, and we would put paper grocery bags over them to make covers.
Yep.
And school ones. But I know they had many character ones. Like you were saying, the ALF ones. They had Transformers.
Yep.
I've seen Transformer ones, Star Wars ones.
Yep.
So, I mean, there was a lot of, and this is something kids don't even get to experience anymore.
I remember those covers, too. You would buy them, and they had, like, a measuring system so you could try to gauge exactly what size book they needed to fit on.
Exactly,
like, a certain line that you try to center on or whatnot to help you measure it just right.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and then some of mine, I wouldn't even put it on the side where the art was. I would turn it inside out and have it wide on there.
Okay.
Because not only did I draw on them, but I would collect the stickers. Every time I got a sticker in class for doing something good, or I would even get them the smelly stickers.
Right.
Remember those old smelly stickers? And they didn't stink. They smell like cherries. They smell like pizza. I mean, they smelled like all kinds of things. I don't know how they did it, but it smelled good. And I would just cover my book covers with that.
Yeah, for me, it was usually the brown paper bag, and I would draw. Nine times in it would either be a like a G.I. Joe or Transformer scene of some kind with the name of the thing at the top. Or as I got a little bit older and got into like science and mathematics, I would actually doodle different scientific equations on mine.
Oh, wow.
I was one of those kids.
I'm surprised you didn't become a scientist.
Let's just say I did seven different maths in high school.
Oh, wow. Now, see, I didn't do math. I was in creative art class. I did a lot of creative stuff with art.
I was the one who learned how to program in Basic and Pascal.
All right. That's getting to be too intense for us, isn't it?
That was way old. Nobody knows what Basic anymore is. That's crazy.
I mean, I was actually, I mean, I don't want to even go into high school mainly, but I was into, I was in a typing class.
Okay.
I got an incomplete. I didn't really do very good. I was in typing class. I was in creative art. I was in home ec.
Okay.
I don't even know. They might have home ec now where you cook still.
I don't know.
I don't know if they have cooking classes anymore. They had all kinds of classes that I don't even know if they exist anymore. Like I said, they had the home ec.
Mm-hmm.
They had... why am I not remembering that one class that was kind of like geared towards home ec? It was teaching kids about the difference between boys and girls.
It was the adult education, shall we say.
Yeah, adult. Yeah, they had that back then. I don't know if they have it now, but I remember very, very well. This was like in junior high. They had the actress that was from Annie the movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They had her explaining what girls go through as they grow up.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like a teenager at the time.
That would mess me up.
And they had her, Annie, you know, like, the sun will come out tomorrow. Now let me tell you what it's like to grow up.
That's like those driving videos they would show you.
Here's what you girls are going to be going through soon. The sun will still come up tomorrow.
That's like those driving videos they would show you and say, don't drive this way, kids. So, needless to say, we had some definitely the 80s and 90s were a different time for what we learned.
Yeah, the sun will still come up tomorrow. And you ever watch those driver's ed classes where they'd have like you'd sit in this little simulated car or something, mm-hmm. and you would drive. Did you ever do one of those?
I actually know people did it. I did not do that. My mom taught me how to drive.
I did that, and it was nuts.
Oh, no.
That
explains a
lot.
Is that why Tony's in the
basement?
There's
a Disney movie called Dad, Can I Borrow the Car? And they have like that still that driver's ed class where he's in this and watching this movie. You have to look it up if you've never watched it. It's called Dad, Can I Borrow the Car? But they have that driving simulator thing in there.
Oh my God.
And it really is like that. Baby carts, everything will come out in front of you while you're doing this. And it's like, slow down, turn left, turn right. And you're like, oh, I can't even keep up with this.
Oh my gosh.
It's insane.
You know what? That's high school. Back in like first or fifth grade and all that, it was a lot more simple. You came in with just like a pencil holder and your folders and your favorite colors and stuff. That was the best time of school sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that was fun too.
Yeah.
I mean, I have so many stories about what I did in grade school. I don't even know if you want to hear them.
I think I want to hear at least one.
There was this grade school I went to, which I'll probably mention more than once. Some adult thought this would be a fun little prank.
Oh, no.
Out on the playground, you know, you can look at the school from the playground. Someone used chalk and painted, I think it was more painted. It wasn't chalk as much. It was painted because they couldn't get it off. I don't know if they ever really got it all the way off. Someone drew a naked woman, like about 6 feet tall, right in front of the swing set.
Oh, my gosh.
So any of the grade school kids that went out that day.
They got an adult education.
Yeah, I was like, you know. And I don't, to this day, I don't know if that was, I guess they painted over it, but it took forever. I mean, we were kids and we were like, what's this, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, I remember I was like only like third grade and I was like,
Yeah,
is this
no.
What women look like when they grow up?
See, I went to a private school first.
You're going to have to audit this one.
No, I think we're good. I went to a private school when I was first through fifth grade, and
so I guess they didn't do that to your school, right?
No, it was a Catholic private school. So, but this was like the early 80s, and we didn't have nuns, but we definitely had some. How can we put it? Disciplined teachers, shall we say, that knew how to keep you in line, not in a bad way, just they knew how to make sure you were good. And it was to the point for those first 5 years in school with my little uniform, I had to wear this sky blue shirt, polo shirt.
Oh, you had to wear a uniform.
With three buttons on it, and I buttoned it all the way. So as much as this may be why I love the heat so much, is that I had a buttoned up shirt all the way through those hot like winters and springs and even some of the early summers.
Oh, I couldn't have handled that. That would have been too tough for me.
Yeah, no, but I was also an altar boy during the time at that point too. So for me to go back to school.
Altar boy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
To this day, I still think about the fact.
I can picture you an altar boy.
I can provide that potentially. Needless to say, me as an altar boy and me now, no, not the same. And school was much different back then. But I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And I love getting the list and seeing what I needed to buy. And I go to my mom and like, I need this, this, and this, and this. And I need like three of these. And I need four of these. And the list would say, you need only two. I want four.
Yeah, I want four.
I want four of this folder.
All right, well, I've got my Trapper Keeper.
Ooh, the Velcro.
Kind of knows who I got right now. Yeah, it's got its Velcro. Let's see here.
That Velcro is such a sexy sound.
It says right here that Mike has gym class. First period, second period, third period, and fourth period.
Whoa. No, that can't be accurate.
He doesn't get to go to art class. He doesn't get to go to any of the fun classes, just gym. All the time.
Well, if it was before high school, that is very possible. I did gym and, you know, all the way through middle school. But when I got to high school, I actually didn't do gym at all. I got out of it.
That's not fair.
Well, I think I did something
not equal. Fair.
I think I did it a little more fun, I think, but also harder. And that's something called junior ROTC at the time.
Mm, yep. I'm not even sure. See, they had a lot of different things. Well, I can't say it was a PA thing because there's things that Tony took in high school that mm-hmm. I never heard of.
Well, junior ROTC is a program where you can learn about the military and everything, and you actually wear uniforms. Like for me, it was Army ROTC. So every Wednesday was pickle day at the high school, where we all wore our green uniforms, whether it be a Class A dress or Class B with a lighter blue, green shirt and everything. And we'd have to walk through school all day in our uniform. And if we got caught without it on or anything, we'd be in trouble with our teachers from ROTC.
Oh, wow.
But
no,
we learned military history. There were extracurricular things that we did. I even became commander of something called the Color Guard. So we would go to all the football games and bring out the flags and stuff. We would do competitions. I even won many things. And they even tried to get me on the rifle team.
Wow. They tried to give you a gun?
Yeah, I know. Apparently, I was a really, really, really good shot. And I'm like, I don't want to shoot anything, but I scored better than anybody when they were testing. And I'm like, no. And they were like pellet guns. That's all they were. They weren't anything. And it was like targets down the range and everything. But I was like, no, I'm good. But thank you. So yeah, I was one of those kids that wore that. I got into something called the pros, where I got to wear a cool black beret. I have to bring pictures. I have myself in uniform of me at my military ball with my mom. And I love that. That's the sort of thing I remember from school. That I love.
Yeah, so. I didn't have anything like that, but I was in the Girl Scouts.
Yeah?
I was in the Brownies, and then I moved up to the Girl Scouts. The Greenies is what they call them. And I was in there for 7 years.
Did they have that in the school, uniform. Too? Like, was that part
of
your curriculum?
Yeah, actually, that school that I just told you about a little bit ago with the interesting lady on the side of the building, they used to have our meetings right after school. Down in the cafeteria.
Okay.
School cafeteria. Yay.
Oh, now there's...
Oh, that's a whole new story there.
There's so many stories there.
But we would go down there and have our class, our meetings. And that was the only time I actually wore uniforms to school.
Okay.
But I did some interesting things.
Yeah?
I used to get in this thing called the birdcage.
What's... Oh, okay, hold on. You're going to have to explain that.
It used to have a... Now, I'm going back to grade school.
Okay.
We had some interesting things to play on at that same playground, I mentioned a little bit ago. It was a cage that you would put a bunch of kids in, right? And the other kids that were outside of it, it looked like a bird cage.
Okay.
And you would shake it really like this until you started talking.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You'd sizzle, you know.
Oh my gosh. So did they put like little bird feeders in there too, like bird seed and stuff?
Only if you were a good bird.
Okay. I could see them doing like peanut M&Ms and stuff in there.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. I would have gobbled all those up.
Okay.
But I used to get in there and they would shake each other up. And I mean, that was a fun ride.
Fun ride. It is a ride. That's what that is.
And then we had this one slide that was a twirly slide that you kind of spun around. And we would always climb up it the wrong way. That was the way you rode those slides. You climbed up it the wrong way.
At the private school I went to when I was, you know, first through fifth grade and everything, we had like the playground things, like the square climbing piece that you could go up with all the climbing gym and stuff.
The bars.
The metal slides that you would go down. But then also kids would play in the yard and stuff and like this big cement field or whatnot, or in the hallways that are outside and whatnot. For me to make friends and everything, I don't know how
did
this happened.
Did you make friends?
I made a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, for whatever reason, I made a lot of friends with a lot of the girls in the time.
Oh.
I don't know why. And I learned, and I was like one of the only boys that knew how to play Chinese jump rope.
Wow.
And I still remember it to this day how to do that. And
honestly, I've never played Chinese jump rope. I used to play hopscotch a lot.
Okay.
Hopscotch, and we used to have hula hoops to see who could do it the longest.
Oh, I can never do hula hoop. I didn't have the gyration for that. Just no. No, Chinese jump rope was where you took it was like a stringy, stretchy kind of rope, and you would put it around your ankles, and one person would stand on one end, then another person would stand on the opposite end and wrap it around their ankles, and it would just be this straight line, and it would be kind of like doing double dutch with jump rope, without the rope moving or anything.
Wow. No, I never even tried that. But I will say that my dad one time, when this goes almost back to the summertime one, but a bunch of my friends, you know, I had to have been a teenager. I was in school, of course.
Right.
And a bunch of my friends right around May, we decided we were going to go out to one of those theme parks at Jug Lake I told you about. And dad stopped I think it was my cousin. He was like about 4 or 5 years older than me. They're parked behind us in a car and we're at a stoplight. And my friends talked my dad into doing a Chinese fire drill.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah. And we're at a light and dad started honking the horn and we all got out and ran around that car several times. And everybody was like, what are these kids doing? But it was a high school thing, you know. We're just
it's
showing
honestly
off a
that's one
bit.
Of those harmless fun things. I think times out of 10, as long as the car is in park. If the car is not in park, then that's not good.
If it was in park, we would have been in trouble. If it wasn't. There was actually another really interesting time when I was in high school. We had like this gym where they had a jukebox in there,
okay,
on a stage and everything. So all the kids would hang out in the gym during lunch break. They weren't going outside. They were hanging in there. And I remember we were listening to We Built This City, which is one of my favorite songs, and an earthquake happened. None of us found it in the gym. Everybody else, you know, because we have the jukebox so loud and it was vibrating so loud up on the stage. When we came out, they said, oh, yeah, there was just an earthquake, but we didn't hear it. We didn't feel it because it was so loud in there. I mean, I guess the vibrations from the jukebox.
You know what? You know when that would be good, too, is when you're in that cage being shook around. You wouldn't know that was happening then, too.
Yeah, I'm feeling an earthquake happening.
I would love... I want to see a picture of this thing.
I think they removed that now.
It's probably
removed.
A non-safe item at this point.
I think it was like about 10 or 15 years ago, I went back there and I took a bunch of pictures around the playground because it was still the way it used to be.
Right.
And I did get in there for a minute and was talking about how they used to shake it up and, you know, you got off there, you was really shook and put a bunch of kids in there and let it go.
Oh my gosh. Well, you keep talking about lunch and everything. I keep thinking about, for me, I ate lunch in the school cafeteria in those earlier years, but once I got up to high school, like first through like eighth grade or so was always school cafeteria, or you bring your lunch and eat in the school cafeteria. My favorite thing of all time from there was always either the pizza, because the pizza, for whatever reason, tasted really good. I don't know why. Or this weird like meatloaf thing they would have. I don't know what kind of meat it was. Did you have any favorite foods?
I think it was pizzas too.
Yeah.
But in high school, we actually had, we would get trays, right?
Right.
And they had this ketchup. I don't know if you ever had, they had this big ketchup jug with a nozzle on it where you'd push it down.
And right.
Well, we would take our tray over and just go, and it's a big splat of ketchup would just go over the whole tray.
Oh, like, that's no fun.
There you go. Here's your ketchup.
No. For me, high school, it was fun. I didn't eat in the cafeteria. I actually would end up being in like a couple of my teacher's different classrooms just to hang out and be able to learn a little bit more. I think my favorite.
When you say that, learn a bit more.
Actually, yeah, no, it would be fun. Like, one in particular was my teacher, Miss Robinson, at the time, and she taught computer programming and geometry and such. So I would go in and actually be studying like either geometry or doing programming while I was eating. I was doing what I do now, which is kind of sad when I think about it, but still is working while eating. But I was actually learning and having fun. And she'd be like, yeah, just go ahead and eat. You know, that's fine. You can hang out in the classroom. And I think those are some of my favorite lunches.
He was a teacher's pet.
I really was.
Teacher's pet.
Yep. I did. And I didn't do physics either in high school. I did 2 years of chemistry.
Oh, my god!
I tutored chemistry in my second year. So if you need to know how to make a chemical laser, you talk to me. I can help you with that.
Laser.
If you ever saw... there's a great school.
Have you ever seen? Austin Powers.
Yeah, no, not that
Laser.
One. No,
Laser.
I'm thinking of Val Kilmer in Real Genius.
Are you a real genius?
I used to be. I don't know if I am now. I mean, I'm just here. School
you,
kind of left
are
me.
Are you a little rusty?
No, I'm a little rusty, but I think I blame that more on Alf.
Oh, Alf.
Yeah, Alf does that to me, but. Yeah, I was one of those smart kids. However, I did still have my fun. There were times I might have gotten in a little bit of trouble back in high school that I shouldn't have gotten into, particularly with cars being jumped or people driving me to places I shouldn't be. Oh, and we won't mention what happened in college with the raves I used to work.
I might actually make you mention that in a few minutes, but there's a lot of things I did, too, to get in trouble.
You in trouble? I don't believe it.
I got in trouble,
let's
too.
Let's talk about trouble next.
Well, let's talk about trouble next. Remember the music? Remember the movies? Remember the cars, the fashions, the news, the things that stood out during our youth? It's okay to be nerdy. Join me as I reminisce over the cartoons, the toys, and the video games of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Turn back the clock with Retro Talk.
Weekends on 98.5 XPM's Million Dollar Weekend Lineup.
Galaxy High. And now we're back. Hello.
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 That was a fun cartoon, you know, back in the day.
Cartoon.
It was a good way to introduce, you know, young kids to the idea of high school at that
point. There was a lot of interesting characters just like you.
Oh, me? No, gosh, no. I had an illustrious career. I think maybe I peaked in high school. No, I didn't peak in high school.
He peaked in high school, but it was in the girls' locker room.
No. That's the story of Porky's. I was not Porky's. Oh, gosh, no. I would never do that.
You know, that reminds me of a story.
What's the story?
This is how bad I used to get. Because, I mean, I want to touch base on some of the bad things we used to do. But my cousin and I actually didn't do it, but it was hilarious. My cousins and I were at, like, this gathering.
Okay.
It's probably for a funeral of all places. We were at a...
Well, you put the fun in funeral then.
Yeah. We were teenagers, and one of the church ladies came over and asked us how we were doing in school that fall. And she said, so are your kids passing? And my cousin Jamie looked at us and then looked at her and says, we're passing gas.
Oh, my God.
So it's like... So we were passing.
You were passing all right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. For me,
now he can't even come up with something that good, right?
No, I mean, there were some times though. For me, I didn't do, like, in high school and such, I didn't do like proms or anything. I didn't go into those big dances, but I did do like the homecoming ball and stuff like that. And being in ROTC at the time, JROTC, we did military balls too. There was one homecoming dance that I went to, and I vividly remember I was dancing a certain way. And I had people gathered around me.
Uh-oh.
And eventually they asked me to leave the dance.
Uh-oh.
Because I had just gotten into really getting into the movie Dirty Dancing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
I was doing dance moves like that, kind of by myself, but people were joining on and
You're
off.
You're lucky you didn't get suspended.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't doing anything other than just dancing a... more,
an interesting dance.
Yeah, exactly. Provocative way, shall we say. And in deep south Louisiana, that may not go over well back in the late
80s. Is this the time
90s.
That you were telling me about with the two women that you went out to?
No, that is a whole separate one now.
Oh, so you didn't do this to impress the girls?
No, no. This was just me having fun by myself.
Oh.
Hanging out with my friends.
Having fun by yourself again,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, dancing by... Anyway, so yeah. But then there was one military ball later in like my junior or senior year, somehow or other, and I don't know how. And disclaimer, I love my wife very dearly, and she is the only one for me now. But before I met her in high school, I was a little...
He was a playboy.
I don't know about a playboy so much. I got along well with girls.
Okay.
So let's put
so
it that
way.
So
you just got along well with girls.
Somehow I ended up with two dates to the same military ball. And
now,
they both
is
found
this like,
out.
Is this like almost like... the Brady Bunch, where you make two dates and you don't let the other one know?
No, no, no. Actually, they both knew.
They knew that.
They knew they were both going with me.
Oh, okay, wow.
And it was more like maybe all friends hanging out, but it was still technically two dates at the same time.
Wow.
I don't know how I pulled that off. And they were, you know, they weren't necessarily friends themselves. Like, they didn't know each other. One, I worked with her sister, and the other I went to high school with at the time. And somehow I was like, yeah, I asked this one out already, but I also have dating this one, and I asked her out before we started dating, but I still want to take this one and go, yeah, that's fine. We'll just all go and have fun, and we'll hang out. And it worked. I don't think that would ever happen in any sitcom whatsoever.
No,
but
no.
It worked for me, and I will never, ever do that again in my life, because that was a lot of dancing.
A lot of dancing, yeah. I was going to say, for two people.
Yeah.
You ever watch that... Jim Carrey movie, Mask.
Yes.
Where he's got, I think there's one point where he's actually got two ladies dancing with him, right?
That's kind of like what
one
it was
on
for
each
me.
Each arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you were pretty much like, spinning them around and one on each arm.
And there was no, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, like no hanky-panky or anything happening. It was just really for fun, and we were just enjoying ourselves. You know, a lot of times high school kids might do something a little more salacious, shall we say. I was not that type. I was more having fun. And it was definitely like, wait a second, I just went to a dance in high school with two girls. Heck yeah, all right. And put my chest out a little bit. And
yeah, say, ha-ha.
Ha-ha. And I was in my uniform and I looked good. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to fit in that uniform
today. I actually didn't really go to dances. I was asked a couple times, but I never really liked it. I wasn't comfortable dancing.
Yeah.
I wasn't even comfortable going to any of those dances. I was asked to the prom. I was asked to a couple junior high dances, but I just never was into it. So I kind of like, I liked hanging out, but that
right.
was about it.
I can understand that. Now, what if they made it like a Transformers theme dance?
I would probably watch, but I wouldn't do it. I mean, I remember some kids that used to do the robot.
Right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But that was like the early 80s, you know?
Right.
I think it was, what was that, like around 82, 83 when people used to do the robot so much?
Yeah, maybe 84 even at that point.
Yeah, I remember people doing the robot, though.
That would be like from Sticks with the Robot, Mr. Roboto
and
stuff.
Where they would do that whole thing and everything, look like CP3O dancing around. But I did that. And I wanted to mention some of the things that we did that we might have gotten in trouble for.
Oh.
I remember, I don't know what the story was, why I did it. I was in probably around third or fourth grade. And for some reason, people don't remember, probably don't even know what blackboards are and erasers are nowadays.
Right.
But for some reason, I took two erasers and pounded him on the back of one of the other girls in front of me. I just was like,
What?
I don't know what the reason for it was, but I remember I got a detention and had to pound those erasers out in the back.
Oh, wow.
You know, when you pound them against the... And I don't know why I did it. Maybe she just did something to make me mad.
Oh, my gosh.
But I took those two erasers and went, like that. And I was like, why? I look back on it. I remember the punishment, but I don't remember the reason.
So, wow. Yeah.
You ever do something like that? And you're just like, why did I do that as a kid? But what was the reason? I remember the punishment, but I don't remember the reason.
Oh, my gosh. See, oh, no, I remember one thing I did, and it was to one of my school friends at a time when my sister was watching over me at one point, and he made me mad. I don't know why. This is like fifth or sixth grade time frame, like just before or right after school started, and we were hanging, and we were actually studying together, and he did something that upset me, so he's leaving. And for whatever reason, I step outside and I'm like, you're making me so mad. And I'm just starting to yell at him really, really loud and maybe words wow. that I shouldn't be saying yeah. at that age, shall we
you
say.
You were pretty mad.
I
yeah.
was a little mad. So as he's leaving, they're pulling up because we were home alone until they got home from work.
A home alone, that's explains.
Yeah. And then they pull up and they hear me saying this. And for the first and only time in my life as a kid, I was like, I was grounded for about a month because they heard words I should not be saying. And I'm like, and I quite literally was like, but I learned it from watching you.
Yeah, actually, the first swear word I ever said.
Uh-oh.
I remember I was probably only about 5 or 6 years old, maybe 7, and pretty young. But I said a swear word, and my dad spanked me for it. And then I... you know, they said, well, where'd you hear this word from? And it turned out to be my dad. I told him. And it's true because he used to say it all the time.
Right.
And she said, well, she heard it from you.
Oh,
you
know? My gosh.
But I remember getting beat for that, getting a spank.
It's funny you mentioned
a spank on the butt anyways.
It's funny you mentioned spanking because at the private school I was at, since it was a Catholic school and whatnot. Again, disclaimer, this is the early 80s. This is not something done anymore. We would not condone this in any way, shape, or form. However, in the 80s, early 80s, the school I went to was very strict in some regards. And the reason I stayed out of trouble for the most part, 9 times of 10, is I had been in the vice principal's office several times for different awards and things like that, and you know, doing well in school. But hanging above his head was a paddle.
I remember those paddles. I was just going to say they used to call it the whack.
Right.
You would go in there and they'd whack you if you were.
Yeah, his paddle was about a foot and a half long.
I'm surprised they didn't have a ruler at your school, though.
Oh, wait, it gets better. It had 3 fist-sized holes in it.
Oh, my god!
So it had less rim resistance.
My uncle used to have a bout like that.
Oh.
Whenever we kids acted up, it had holes all the way
down.
Yeah,
I did not want to be bad at all. I think that explains why I was like so goody two shoes with the buttons buttoned up all the way and everything.
This is
too.
Stuff that doesn't happen anymore. But I remember one time I wandered off. Some friends convinced me to wander off further than what my mom and dad allowed, mm-hmm. and my dad actually got a limb off a tree and.
Oh, that's a switch. That's what that is. That's a switch.
That hurt, though. I remember it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no.
It was like smack. But they used to do all kinds of punishments in school.
Yeah, and now, you know, now they have different ways to do it, and that's perfectly fine. And I don't know. I don't know what worked better, but, man, we remember them.
Yeah.
We remember. And
I mean, our heinies remember them.
My hiney was never touched in that way.
You never got a whack, did you?
I never got whacked that way,
I never got a whack, but I did get, like, detentions.
Yep.
And like I said, that one time I got in trouble for hitting that girl. I have no idea why I did it. I don't even know if she remembers it like I do. It must not have been too bad for her because I think she talked to me after that.
I think the only time I got in trouble for something similar to that was in third grade. I remember the girl's name. And we were stuck inside from recess because we were both a little sick. Like, they didn't want us out with the other kids or whatnot or something. I'm like, okay, well, we're inside. We're going to play together. And I had some goop. And we were playing with it. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, I'm going to go over here. So as a joke, I put it in her seat. And then she sat down on the goop.
Oh.
Didn't realize it. And then it dried on her corduroy uniform pants.
Now, I saw some people sit down on like a cupcake before, but we'll talk about those birthdays. We'll probably talk about those parties later on. For right now, let's talk about another memory.
Oh, what kind of memory are we going to discuss today?
Memories of first day of school.
Oh, the first day of school.
Actually, I remember the day or two before school when you'd get your schedule.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You'd go in the, especially I remember at high school because I could walk up there and I would get a schedule. That would have my homeroom in there and all the classes I had to take.
How many classes did you have normally for like one period or whatever?
Oh, for a regular day?
Yeah.
I think it was like 6 or 7.
Yeah, mine were 6 or 7 too.
I mean, but my junior year and my senior year, I actually worked part-time. I was in marketing class.
Okay.
So I could work a half a day and go to work job. So I only had to go like 3 or 4 classes. And once I shifted into marketing full-time, you know, we worked at the school store. So I'd only do that for most of the day.
Wow.
And I got graded for it, which was wonderful.
That's not so bad,
I mean, I actually ended up on the honor roll for that.
Yeah, I was...
yeah, that was pretty easy.
My schedule was kind of intense. As I've mentioned before already in the show, I'm a super nerd at the time, and I did a lot of...
He was a very smart man.
I did, you know, every year was English 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I remember freshman year, I did Algebra 1, and then Geometry... Or no, Algebra 1 just was only math, and then they saw how, quote, good I was. I was also gifted in talented classes, so I was really super geek. And then 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, I took 2 math classes at different points in the year. So like the first half was Algebra 2.
Oh my gosh, how many classes?
I did 7 math classes in high school.
Well, I mean, so how many classes did you have for the day?
I would have 7. 7? I remember very vividly. I have a partially photographic memory. So I remember every schedule I had.
I tried not to remember my schedule if I could. Oh. I tried to forget it. If it was something I liked, I would do it. But if it wasn't, I think I mentioned I got an incomplete in typing. I got an incomplete in gym class because I'd usually sneak off in the locker room and say, all right, forget it. I'll just hang out in the locker room.
Yeah, see.
So I was, if it was something that caught my interest, I'd do it. And when I finally did graduate, I was like, good, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no.
I'm out of here.
You know what? We talk about the first day of school and everything, and for me, it was always about what you wore the first day of school, too, because it kind of set your tone of what you would look and who you would be for that year.
I mean, I was talking to someone at, of all places, because those that know we go to Jake's Flea Market sometimes. I was talking to someone the other week at Jake's about that, where when you would go to school,
right,
it was a big deal.
Yeah.
You had to pick out your new outfits and everything, and the lady I was talking to said, I don't even know if kids do that now. Do they really go into that? Like, okay, what outfit am I going to get? I remember my mom giving me like $50 once to go get me some clothes. This is in the 80s. So $50 could buy you some stuff back then. And I went into a Woolworth and I got a shirt for $5 and then spent the rest on toys.
Oh, wow.
She trusted me.
Well,
so
I
got a bunch of toys.
Yeah, no, I remember for me every year.
I was like, sucker.
My mom would take me to the military base, and we would go to the PX there, and I would get my clothes, like usually Levi's jeans, a good pair of sneakers that had high tops on them, so it would keep my ankles safe, and a cool new watch.
Well, see, you had to wear a uniform.
Well, no, that was only 1st through 5th grade. High school, I was in public school.
Oh, so you could wear anything. Yeah. Okay, well, you still cared a little bit more than I did.
Well, it was all about the watch. Because I would always get these really cool digital watches for myself, like calculator ones or one that dialed phone numbers, like all sorts of cool Casio watches.
I'll tell you, I did have a couple interesting things. I had an interesting watch that actually transformed into a robot.
Okay.
One of those ones that you see sometimes.
Yep.
And when I was in junior high, I worked at the school during the summers.
Right.
And I saved my money up from that and bought me a pair of LA gear.
Ooh.
For my, it was high school year.
Nice.
When I first went into high school, I had LA gears.
My probably biggest clothing purchase might have been my senior year of high school towards the end, so I would have it for college.
Uh-huh.
And again, Louisiana was kind of hot, but I wore it at least a couple times in the springtime. I bought this really nice leather jacket. Like,
oh, wow.
I was like, you know what? I really want to have a leather jacket for myself because it's going to look cool on me. And it did. And I look good. I will not lie.
I had, I don't know if you have anything left over from when you were in high school, but I have my marketing shirt that has Springfield marketing on it. And it was something everybody got in their marketing class. And then I also got, my dad gave me the choice because we didn't really have a whole lot of money. He said either a class ring or a school jacket.
Right.
And I ended up getting the school jacket, and I still have that school jacket today.
I think people who got the rings are very cool and all, but I think you kind of forget about the ring. A school jacket, I think you remember more, actually. I wish I had one, actually, from my school.
Yeah, it's that I haven't tried to put it on in years, but I have it in my closet. And surprisingly enough, I have my cap and gown still.
Right.
And my diploma in its original bag. And inside there, they gave us, like, it wasn't a real rose, but they gave us a rose when we got our diploma.
Right.
And I have that rose and the invitations that I had left over still in there, too.
So, from high school, I can tell you exactly what I wore my very first day of high school in ninth grade, because high school for me was ninth through 12th grade. It was jeans, a polo shirt, a blue jean jacket.
Oh, and I had balloon pants.
And on the blue jean jacket, I actually had a bunch of lapel pins that were Star Trek for Next Generation.
So, like, you were already a geek. And
the first day I walked in.
You walked in and I was like, look, there comes a geek.
And then my last day of high school, the very last day of 12th grade, which was 2 weeks before everybody else got out of school, right? I know vividly what I wore. And it was this multicolored striped shirt with, like, baby blue, baby red, like all sorts of lighter version of colors.
Yeah.
And baby blue short shorts. Don't know. I thought I would look cool. In hindsight, I did not look cool.
I tell you what I was wearing when I got out of there my very last day.
Yeah.
I was wearing a big smile. Big smile. I was like, yee, I could have been happier.
You were done.
Yeah, I was like, I'm out of here. You know, that song goes, school's out for the summer. I was like, out that door.
For good. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
But I remember whenever I first went into school, I was pretty tiny, too. I think I weighed a total of 98 pounds.
What, in high school?
And that when I went into high school, my first year. Yeah, I mean, I'm heavier now, of course, but in high school. And then when I graduated, I weighed a total of 122.
Wow. That's not bad.
Yeah, no. I was kind of, I got beat up a lot, though, because I was so tiny.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially the girls. I mean, you would think that it would be more the guys, but it was more the girls.
Oh.
I don't know why, you know, some of them, you know, even then you don't say nothing sometimes, they'll just pick on you.
They didn't realize how cool
you
were.
If you were quiet, and I think that's what it was, I was very quiet. I used to hear all the time, though, that the other kids, you know, like the football players,
right,
kind of liked me. Well, maybe that was part of it.
They knew you were cooler than the other girls. That's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, I did. All right, here comes a girl that actually took, you know how we were talking about Trapper Keepers?
Yeah.
I had a Thundercat folder like that, nice. And I used it in high school.
There you go.
Yeah, and my teacher used to say, when are you going to grow up, Rose? And I was like, when you stop wearing that Barbie watch. Because my teacher used to wear a Barbie watch, and she used to tell me all the time, when you're going to grow up. And I said, well, what about your Barbie watch? Oh, I just borrowed that from my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, uh-huh.
No, she bought that for herself.
Yeah, she bought that for herself.
That's school itself, like those first years and in high school and everything, before you go to college or whatever you do or anything like that, it really just kind of forms everything.
It was
a wonderful
time.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back then, the monkeys were really big, and I remember a lot of kids wearing monkey t-shirts to school. I mean, this was a big thing, and it was kind of cool because my dad and mom dated to the monkeys, which is another episode in itself, just talking about the monkeys.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But it was a magical time. It really was. The 80s was a great time to grow up.
Loved going
to school, and if I could turn back the clock, I might be more serious, but, you know. I wasn't very serious. I was more into having a good time.
The only thing I have to ask at this point is, your high school, what was the high school mascot?
We were the Spartans.
Okay.
So it looked like a Spartan soldier.
Yeah.
And it was Springfield. So it was a lot of fun, though. I mean, I'm glad I did it. My sister, actually, my mom was telling me recently, my sister didn't graduate. And now sometimes she feels bad about that, you know, because she dropped out. And I said, it's a life experience that I'm glad I went through. I mean, I did drop out for a couple years, worked a job, and then decided to go back.
Right.
I looked young enough, so I enjoyed the whole experience.
Right.
Because, I mean, we don't really have a whole lot more time to talk today, but it's something that I always recommend.
Yep.
If you haven't finished school and you're not sure if you want to, do it. It's something that it's just an amazing time of your life, something you'll never forget.
It may sound corny, but literally, stay in school and finish what you've started more than anything else. And for the record, my high school mascot was a yellow jacket.
A yellow jacket?
A yellow jacket that people could swat. Seriously? But no, I agree with you. I had a lot of maybe struggles in high school, but I also remember so much more good. And I still have friends I talk to this day from high school and will not ever lose contact because it was that much of an amazing time.
I mean, I have friends like that too. I have friends that I went to school with, and it was just, it's an amazing time. Amazing. I mean, the memories are there, and I've shared them, you know, just like a lot of things and a lot of things you'll hear as the show goes on. I share a lot of memories.
Yep, that's what we are.
And Mike's the same way. We are very nostalgic, just like my dad used to be, very nostalgic. And I hope to have all of you guys back listening again next week. See you next week. This is Retro Rose.
Sponsor Retro Talk, where your support keeps us on the air. If you want more information, send an email to wxpm985@gmail.com and we'll send you our brochure.
You've been listening to
Retro Talk with Retro Rose
here on
985 WXPM.
Be back next week, same time, same channel.